In his devotional book on the promises of God, Charles Spurgeon has a really blessed reading on this verse, Isaiah 44:3. And I have it in my room. If anybody is interested, it deals with our children finding the Lord and being filled with His Spirit and calling themselves His, rising up in His name and taking their place on His side. Well, I could get that for you, so ask me and I'll see to it. Maybe I can make some copies for those of you who are interested in that wonderful promise. I will pour water on him that is thirsty, floods on the dry ground, and on your seed, on your offspring as well. Let's sing together before we have our lesson. The Comforter has come, the Holy Ghost from heaven. 118. Would you like to stand as we sing? Thinking, I love it when Sister Ruth Collis comes to our church in Ridgewood. That's her home church, right? Even after all these years. And she sits near the front over on this side, and I just love to see her there. She sings with all her heart. She opens her mouth wide, and there's always a smile there. I like that. And she's right here in front of me this morning, and it's the same way. But this is a message. The Comforter has come that should fill our hearts with joy. We're not looking for silly smiles on our faces, but certainly joy in our hearts and joy in our voices when we think of this. Jesus said, when he talked about this very subject, he said, I'm saying these things to you so that your joy might be full. Yes. And that was even before. That was in anticipation. Now, afterwards, how they rejoiced to receive the Comforter and how we ought to rejoice. Joys are flowing. I look across the page. Joys are flowing like a river since the Comforter has come. What a marvelous truth that he is with us. We had that last night. It's, I think the last one of the names that we had in the list of names was the Comforter. You said a word there, the
Paracletus.
Yeah, what is that about?
It just means one who is called alongside.
I'm teasing. Yes, yes. In fact, there was a song. Did they use it yet? Spirit of God, thou Paraclete.
No, we haven't. We've
sung that in the choir at home, I think. The gift of God, his Spirit sweet, he comes right to us. And think of it, the Lord with us and within us, that surely ought to fill our hearts with joy. He's here. Joy in the Holy Ghost is part of the kingdom, isn't it? The kingdom of God. Joy in the Holy Ghost. So just that reminder that he comes to fill us with his presence and there's fullness of joy. Let's sing that last verse. Oh, boundless love divine, how shall this tongue of mine to wandering mortals tell the matchless grace divine?